Praying for peace in Gaza. That was the focus of a letter sent last week to the head of the small Christian community in Gaza from the Catholic Archbishop of Liverpool in the north of England, Archbishop Patrick Kelly. He and a group of European and North American church leaders travelled to Gaza in January this year and were warmly welcomed by Father Manuel Moussalem, head of the only Catholic parish which suffered serious damage last week during fighting between rival Palestinian factions. Archbishop Kelly told me he was shocked and saddened to hear of the burning and looting at the Catholic school and convent in Gaza, which he remembered as places of joy and hope.
Yes, great sadness, because it was my first visit to Gaza in January and I found it a most uplifting experience. And you have images in your mind when you go into a new place, and I thought it would all be about horror and just destruction. But we were greeted by this marvellous group of young people who welcomed us with song and dance. And my memory of Gaza is of a place with a very strange beauty and huge vitality and potential. And then the horror of the last few days therefore came as a very great sadness indeed.
Have you been in touch with Father Manuel to find out exactly what happened?
No, this is the first opportunity I've had, and we're hoping that when we've sent this letter we will then hear more. In the last few days we have had visitors here in the diocese, as it happens, from Nablus in the West Bank, and we were able to share with them some of how they were hearing of things back home at the present time. And so we're doing what we can to keep these contacts and to let the people know they're certainly not forgotten.
What is your message at this time to the small Catholic community there in Gaza, which is suffering so greatly?
I think it's two levels, really. First of all, is to continue in two things: their fidelity to our Lord, but also we saw when we were there the way they were related to the people of the Muslim religion and seeking to play their part in the whole of society. The second is the reason why Gaza matters to all of us who are followers of our Lord. It was on the road from Jerusalem to Gaza that Philip preached our Lord to the Ethiopian and used as his text the suffering servant song from the prophet Isaiah, which the Ethiopian had been reading in his chariot. And that suffering servant song, although primarily, of course, about our Lord himself, remains for all of us the assurance that through suffering we can, by our patience, by our mercy, bring you hope in even the darkest situations.
Father Manuel, the leader of that small community there, is seen as a man of hope, isn't he? He's respected by the Muslim community as well.
It was clear wherever we went, he was massively respected. And although people were saying, you know, you're going to an area of great risk and so on, I have to confess, I felt totally secure all the time we were there. And it may be that Father Manuel's, the fact he was our host, made it so open and so wonderful for us. And in a sense, it had a beauty about it, despite everything. And whenever beauty is under threat, it has to be a cause of sadness.
Is this attack being seen, do you think, as a direct attack on the Catholic presence there in Gaza, or is it simply caught up in the crossfire of hostilities at the moment between Fatah and Hamas?
I think my reading is it is in the crossfire. I know there are real issues if, for example, those who are governing Gaza, Palestine, if they move towards something more Islamic, then that does raise very serious questions. But the impression we had in Gaza was that the relationships were good and there was a strong desire that they should be continue to be good. And we, as a group, were welcomed warmly by the whole community. That was made very, very clear indeed.
You've been following this situation in the Holy Land very closely for a number of years now. You must sense a certain frustration at how badly the situation has been deteriorating recently.
Yes. I think, again, that the challenges we face are as they've been for so very long. Where people feel there's no hope, then things can go very wrong indeed. And that I could not see with the great gap, if you like, in terms of travelling between the West Bank and Gaza, the hope of having a single Palestinian state. How can that be proclaimed that that is an aspiration which we all respect and want to achieve? And we've got to keep on going back to that, as the Patriarch has so often said, You have a land where there are three ways of following the Lord God, and you have two peoples, and both peoples are suffering terribly. And it is not true that, for example, everything is fine for Israel. It isn't. There's great sadness there as well. And I am always convinced that unless we address the issues of the Holy Land, well, we're not going to be able to address the issues focused on Iraq, Afghanistan, the whole of the Middle East.
You've called for prayers, of course, to support the people there in the Holy Land. What else would you encourage Christians to do? What other practical actions would you like to see to try and press for a solution there, a lasting solution?
One of the great things to encourage is pilgrimage. To meet this last few days with our three visitors from Nablus and to know how much it mattered to them that this small parish in one of our areas, which is not one of the richest, how the people there have made the effort to go and visit Nablus. And Nablus, of course, is the place of the Well of Samaria. And I always say the Well of Samaria is the place of one of the most searching, wonderful conversations in the whole of the Scriptures, the woman of Samaria speaking to our Lord, that conversation. Now, clearly to them, the fact that there's one parish which says, we're twinned with you, you're going to come and see us, we've come to see you, we have to strengthen those links in every way we can. Meeting face-to-face makes a huge difference.
Do you have a message to the incoming Prime Minister Gordon Brown regarding this critical situation in the Holy Land?
Again, it would be to recognise that the issue of the Holy Land is absolutely inseparable from any search for a secure, a just and a peaceful world. And I think so many of us keep going back to the words of Pope Paul VI, if you would find peace, then you must seek justice. And justice has to be for everybody.
Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool there in the north of England.